twists, turns and teeth braces. I visited the dentist recently, and apart from the usual knocking and banging that occurs, he announces to me that my teeth were on the move. Something I had noticed previously, but was doing my best to ignore. Top front are heading out towards the horizon, says he. I did not bother explaining that they are journeying back to their earlier childhood position. The said teeth, having been forced there by my endeavours to suck not only one finger as a child, but most of my right fist. Mouth and fist are not entirely compatible. Despite my best effort, something had to give. It was the teeth that surrendered first. Around about 8 years old, my wonderful folks decided urgent action was needed, and I was carted quickly off to the ferociously expensive orthodontist. That was the last quick action of the treatment. Long story short, around about 18 years of age, I came out from behind the bars and braces that had taken up residence in my mouth in an all-out effort to pull the offending teeth back into line. Recently, ruminating, it occurred to me that the analogy of the action of the teeth braces is a little like a weather vane for the world today. Human life charges on a never-ending quest for the holy grail of the quick fix. But you know, fixing my unruly teeth with braces and bands was not a quick fix. It spanned at least 10 years and maybe a bit more. When I look at all that is on offer in the burgeoning health and therapeutic world, all those wonderful healing, holistic, expensive experiences with interesting add-ons, which may be pleasurable, enjoyable, and even memory-making, but much like the suntan that fades as you step off the plane, quickly disappear, leaving only a fading memory on your bank balance. I too have followed all the twists and turns and distractions, chasing that holy grail of contentment. In the end, it comes down to that inner inquiry, that putting down of the external. I find the simple daily discipline of practicing yoga at home or in a studio always gives me reliable access to that place of stillness, of quietness, of calm. These days, I am more self-contained, less dependent on the quick hit, the new experience. That's not to say, of course, that I don't enjoy new experiences when they occur. Like the true tantric, I embrace it all. Though gradually and incrementally, like the braces on my teeth, the practice continues to change the quality of my life today and every day. My lifestyle, you might say. Some of the practices that I embrace each day are the same practices that I offer in the studio and on Zoom for those who are patient.